Slips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart. But you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And that would be me, if you're on B. Anyway, this is Bill Grant, your host of Argon. Welcome back to Argon, or welcome to Argon on, excuse me, you guessed it, Revolution Radio. The largest listener-supported station, internet station across the planet, flat or round, whatever you believe, it certainly is round. Either way, wouldn't you say? Well, they're going to drag you down from round to square, flat earthers, by the way. But you didn't know that. Well, you should know, because I told you that was the plan. Anyway, again, this is Argon. I'm really kind of beat. But it's not cold out. It's actually almost too hot and humid and stuff like that. But it was a pretty good day. But I'm aching and kind of tired. But I made it. Made it to the show. Skype, internet all lined up on time. I still have to double check to see if I got those damn installers. So far, no. And I did finally leave a message for Steve Colburn. I finally got to do that yesterday. Kind of late, though. So probably might not get it. He travels around. He might not receive that for a few more days. I don't know. But anyway, this is Studio B on Revolution Radio at revolution.radio. We do need your support. And any and all ways you can support us, and you should, you really should, and pressure, putting the pressure on, no, you really actually should support the station, because it supports any number of, you've got to love somebody here, so all the hosts here, and I would say is very important, very, very top of the notch list important. If you're in any kind of a war, you know, physical or financial or anything, this is it. And, you know, I'd say it'll be to the end, whoever sort of wins-ish. But you're getting the technological revolution either way, of which, of course, I would not want to stop exactly. I just would want to stop the ones running it and their method and their business plan and so on. And anyway, no guests. I never really have a lot of time to even try to get guests. I keep hoping for getting more or less permanent internet and more time to try to do that. But I'm still not quite yet, getting a lot closer to having the tent outside and all of my stuff moved. And I got to cut down a bunch of briars and then dig them out of by the roots, cut the roots out and everything for me to even take the old giant tarp off my pile of stuff. And I'm not talking about the old tent that got wrecked. That thanks to you guys helped me cover properly. And there is no real tent anymore. It's just some poles left taped together by some of the old semi-survived plastic roll and a couple hooks, bungee cords, holding them together and then the new stuff. But the new stuff has to go to my new tent, though, or I need more money to get a new tarp for the new tent. I really kind of needed both, and I need a backup thing anyway. I'm using one big giant for all the majority of the normal totes and boxes, some of which are on plastic. I'm using a really giant, like 25, 30 foot thick tarp from my cousin. I wasn't supposed to have it with me, and that if anything goes wrong with that's it for that, all, just about a lot of things. So I need your help, so please support the host and or at least me with whatever you can. Hit the PayPal me. And let's see, Mount Kilauea, I was just told, was starting to erupt again. That kind of qualifies as what I was telling you was coming up. I saw the visions from, because I was trying to say it's not like a mountain. It's not like it goes to a big peak, you know. It's more or less one of the areas on Earth that didn't always erupt. Wasn't exactly expected, at least not as much. But massive eruptions, like we saw the last time it started massively erupting. And whole, like, floating islands were forming out of it. Like, because some of the lava rocks in the water floated away, like in big, large, mini little islands form. And if you get a bunch of seaweed stringing things like that together, then you form an island. And I think they are real. But you have those. But anyway, before I go to that, Mount Kilauea. See, I was expecting something more maybe out into the west. It was definitely an area that was kind of known for eruptions, like I said. Wasn't really expected. I mean, generally in Hawaii, they like all died down, except for the ones everybody knows about. Then they really started getting bad, really bad, really bad for a while. Some years ago, it seems like it wasn't even years ago. Just like Fukushima, even. And like not that long ago. But I said it was something kind of like out of the ground, like out of hilly or mountainous, not like a mountain, but just wasn't like up in the air with the big giant peak, big normal volcano sticking way, way up into the clouds. Wasn't one of those. It's kind of sort of like looking at it from the air, it kind of looked like the ground. And that qualifies as that was one of the names I was trying to say. I couldn't remember. And still, I thought it would be more of a flatter on mainland I think it's probably both. It usually comes in triplicates with me. And there was a bunch of splotches I saw from the air of old lava formations and stuff, and lava grounds. And I don't know, I'm so tired, though, raking and clipping and cutting and moving stuff. But I did find another soaking wet bunch of stuff in a damn tote, as if it was under the freaking damn Potomac. Bunch of stuff, some of which had baggies. The rest of it was not. Not like Dear to Life kind of stuff, not that I'm sure of yet, although I really wanted to keep some of those things. I don't know, like condensation, which is like somebody left the cover off and didn't want to tell me it kind of poured and rained inside, and then they put the cover back on. I don't think they had, I brought that up, they said they didn't do it, but I mean, it's like that happened. The other tote above and below it, this is a good one. No cracks, nothing, not old, not dry rot, nothing. And it was definitely dry not too long ago. And there are things in there that have plastic around them, but not the sealed kind. It just soaked up like all the humidity or something. Just all the kind. When it got cold, it probably just, you got to be careful with everything. And the rain didn't get in it. Nothing leaked inside of it. And normally they don't even condense like that. Well, a couple of them have recently, and I'm looking at it as a trade-off, because free energy itself, my free energy notes got saved. One of them, like some, got soaked to the bone, but the main ones connected to those were totally dry that I also just found, and they're kind of being reunited. They got saved, totally saved. That was the one with the cracked top. That's the one I kept going out and rebuilding real quick, recovering from the sun damage over and over again, until I finally got to it and found out what it was, and now it's out in a new tote, again, thanks to you. The support that had new totes for to put things in, and plus they have the bags around them, sealed, totally, you know, watertight now. And some of my old drawings that led up to some of the free energy, the art bled into science and technology until it became completely real. It went from fantasy to semi-fantasy art, futuristic stuff with true-ish concepts, to becoming actual real science eventually. I never really got to master art. In a way, I did, man. I was pretty good drawer when I really focused. It was always something new. I was always trying. I never mastered it because I never had time. You know, I was switching into more technical stuff, more and more and more technical, and scribbling more and more because it was less important to get it right until you really got it right in the end. And nothing would matter until then. So a lot of things were happening, CIA stuff, FBI stuff, and all that. A lot of social issues and a lot of breakdown in cars, but we're all under attack, and I actually still look at this as an attack. See, in a way, it's a trade-off. Let's say the gods of the universe all looking down, voting on how the timeline's going to go, whatever. Like, well, if we got to make sure like that doesn't get damaged. One of them has to get damaged. Well, five of them got to get really damaged. All right, which one's the least important? Well, just make sure he trips and he ends up using the butterfly effect, and he puts that tote over there and this one over there, and those inside that tote instead of that one, and that one in the middle instead of the top, and just make sure the ones that aren't so important, like not free energy, are the ones that get damaged. I was quite angry when a lot of my other stuff got severely damaged, and I still am. I'm still going to fire some angels or something someday when I get up there. So, or down there. But none of this should have happened. Nothing. None of it should have. Not to me. Hell no. No, not to me. Not to me, you don't. I'm here now. Not a bunch of savages running around with sticks in their hand, okay? Talking about time travel things, futuristic things, saving the future, saving the planet, saving people, health-wise, money-wise, psyop, why, every kind of way. No, you don't do that to me. I'm one of you, only I'm the good guy. Okay, now I'm talking to the elitist. Okay, it's like ape against ape. Ape kill ape. Ape kill ape. Well, it's like elitist against... No, you don't. Oh, hell no, you don't. I'm one of the good guys. I made the right choice, and you're not hurting me for it. You're not erasing me. You're not erasing what I've done. You're not erasing my accomplishments and handing it over to somebody else. I'm going to be doing some research on Elon Musk. People in chat, if you have time, if you can look anything up, what I'm talking about. A friend of mine, my neighbor, said Elon Musk had some kind of like magnetic bearing stuff that keep himself going with the push and pull, attract and push, or something like that. Once you get it going, they keep going. It sounds like he's talking about free energy now. And not just magnetic bearings or flywheel stuff. And he said, like, no other input, not solar. And it reeks of the person who stole my stuff kind of tried to work with another engineer guy, a mechanical engineer guy, a foreigner, a semi-foreigner to another foreigner engineer guy who got kind of shut down, or I was lied to about that. Somebody who's been working with sort of George Soros branches and like the Antifa kind of like branches and stuff I won't get into. It's really like right up the right travel straight directly to Elon Musk. This person wanted to be rich, wants to be rich, believes in it, believes in doing the model of don't give free energy to the people. In other words, have it open, have a brand new, great, wonderful world saved by the good aliens and saved from the reptilians, but only have, like, sell outright to the big corporations. What are you, crazy? No, that's been the problem for eons. We keep telling you, people on the inside keep telling people on the outside why you don't have free energy yet and why you don't even believe in it yet, half of you. And all the rumors come out, oh, now we're going to be saved. It's coming out, Tesla's coming out, this is coming out. And all kinds of stuff's coming out. And the white hat's this and white hat's that. Like, no. They just give a juggling act and you never really get it. They'll tell you it's going to come out. The reason I went to California entirely, instead of just use all the cash I had to suddenly and to turn in my thing for billions of dollars, I figured I'd be whacked or it would just go underground. It would never come out. I'd be rich for a while. But I wanted someone to cover my back, and they stole it on me instead. Now, I'm pretty sure they would have sold it to the kind of people that would go strictly to Elon Musk. I really believe that. It is that kind of line, that kind of passage. Everything would focus up to those main guys out in the public, and he's the one who's really playing off like loving freedom, and maybe he is, maybe he's not. I think he's really more against us than for us, and I think he'd probably even be okay and for us if he didn't think it was already a done deal and no way for us to, or even him, to stop it. And he was just going to have to go along with it because he does believe in science and, you know, space travel and everything the technocrats want. And it can't be stopped anyway. So he figures it might as well be him. And here's how the elite think. A lot of the lower ones, not even real low. I mean, pretty high, but not the highest. They want you to stop them. They want you to become intelligent. They respect you more for even trying. Like even when you protest, they respect you more. They just think you're an idiot for protesting instead of actually ripping their freaking people right off their seats by their hair and dragging them down the staircase that way and out the damn door. Okay, like in the offices and. See, the more you try to force the government to release information, the more they actually like you. And the more they're willing to actually let you have it. They're really not going to let you have it, but a lot of the ones in between would. They'd be like, well, you know, they're smart enough now. They're actually doing something about it. Look, they went through the channels. They said what they said. They're going to try to pitchfork us anyway. And now some of them got some super weapons. I'm kind of a little worried about my own team here. I'm really not positive they're completely, you know, well, then you get it. If you all just start making it anyway and go underground until it's open above ground, but there's so many people they can't stop it. in any technology, every technology, normal technology, but the good stuff. And generally just won't. And they know you're not going to. They know the future. They don't think they know the future. They don't go by a timeline this, timeline that, switch this, switch that. No, no, they operate and they see the future. It's the future. I can't see everything. They don't see 100%. They have blind spots. And for some reason, they hate not being able to kill certain people. They got away again. What? Who's on their side? What? And we'll get them. We'll get them. We'll die off. They'll die. They'll age out. So they get you by aging you out either way. You get the population by the children, first of all, as you know. And they're not worried about the people in the hospitals on oxygen and all that. Not too many people who took the shots. Not too worried about them now either. So it's all going to fall apart, except for the people who really pull together. So you need to really pull together. You need to listen to all of our hosts here. You need to donate to keep all of our hosts here on. Because if you piece it all together, you'll come up with something. Sooner or later, you'll hear me say something, something worth writing down. Something someone else hasn't said. Something that will be proven in the future, of course, as well. I don't remember my predictions. And again, something to do with the train, some generator humming. And what the hell was that? I know what it was. It's going to be something to do with the military, to do with trains. And I think it's more of a secret. But it could be just more about China and or us in the Middle East. But a secret. Ultimately, it's to be turned against the public, and that would be like trains are to have like kind of a multi-purpose weapon on top of them. It kind of looks like a radar, part of it like a radar dish, but like a 3 foot or bigger one, and it's a weapon, and it rotates around, aims at things, but it would be like a laser version too, and they have the wide laser versions, and basically, they're going to claim it's for, like, the Middle East and stuff. And a few other things. But it's going to be EM blasting, actual laser, and, like, sound. And, but you can have either a generator on the train or, and then basically it's going to whack everybody off to the side of the train tracks. It's going to be partly riot control, partly, like, future get the human population kind of issue. But if it's to do with China's train thing, the new Silk Road thing with the trains, inroads to Africa and everywhere and across Europe to them, they have secret plans of launching things off those, launching things off boats, all kinds of missile things, all kinds of laser things, maser this, microwave that. So that's another thing we have to look out for. They might claim this one's, they're developing this for Russia issues. Maybe even to protect their own trains from attacks from Russia. Who knows? I don't know. But that was one of the last things I was shown. I just can't remember most of the stuff. And there was a famous actor I seen last night to do with spiritual issues. I never knew his name. He's a pretty cool actor. I don't know who it is. Not usually seen in movies, but you would know if I said his name. He's kind of dirty blonde hair. Kind of young, maybe not anymore. I wish I could remember. But it had to do with a spiritual center. And it involved going up stairs, walking up stairs, really long, 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 long stairs as a practice. And that has to do with the normal things like Solaris even talked about with Niche. But this was like human-built stairs, almost like you're in a giant skyscraper going not straight up, at a long angle, but lots of them. That was part of the spiritual practice, but that was like the modern version of the old versions. You had to step up so many stairs in this specific number. And Niche talked about bringing the master, making sure by the time you get to the top, you bring the master the perfect soup, and it's like still the perfect temperature. And that had to do with the spiritual practice. Now, that would be on like stone stairs and in the mountains and all kinds of stuff in the past. And different issues, but there's an exact number of steps, and it takes an exact amount of time to get there. But it's also for your physical health. But it's more about the numbers sometimes, and this is the modern version. So that might become relevant somehow. Well, I think some of the good Hollywood folks are also getting more on the good side of the spiritual side. We're modernizing some of the old into that kind of thing. It probably should be made of a certain type of material and substance too. I forgot so many things I wanted to talk about, but I do have the Social Security Act fraud issue thing in front of me, kind of. Also, thank God, and I have notes. I'm not sure if I can read them or not, but I want to look more into the Mount Kilauea thing. And what I was asking for, that Elon Musk, let me know anybody if you see anything about Elon Musk and free energy or something like, see, if it's, Sassy Cass, sent me a message. I gotta get her back on pretty soon. I was more worried about a few other people I didn't know how to book with the amount of time I have, and I can't be called back, so it's kind of hard to do. Jamie, also messaged by him. Rob Morris, had him on. He's had a lot of problems, so we won't be able to get on. He's trying to straighten out some things for himself. So now I know what happened with him. And let's see, pretty soon, got to get LB Bork back as well. But I've been too beat to message a lot of people. And just try to do a little bit of research and messaging people back after the shows once or twice a week. And that's it. While I'm tired, which always ruins like the next day for me. So I don't know. All right, let me get back up to the top here. Don't forget Solaris Blue Raven coming up next on A, Studio A. Don't forget, when the break comes, got to try to donate something, at least a buck. Got to donate at least a buck. I mean, probably should donate a few bucks, maybe five a month. Everybody just donate a buck a month. Everybody. And again, I like our chatters are great chatters. See, a lot of our chatters are people who, again, have to stay home. And they're able to chat. And they're able to be dedicated chatters because basically, you know, they're on assistance and everything. They can't afford it, but I know some of them help. I know they do what they can. But we need the average listener across the globe, the planet, the plains, to do what you can. And I know a lot of foreigners can't. I know a lot of foreigners might not be listening at all because your governments aren't letting you and they're just psy-upping us. We know that. We know you might not even hear us at all. A lot of you. And only the ones who are listening are already the ones they already knew were listening. They already know who you are. They already know how to threat assess you. You're already in a country. You probably already rioted and beat down the police or backed them down or something yourself. You're probably already part of that. And in the end, it all kind of failed. And, you know, maybe you did donate, but they're going to let you listen. They already knew you started. They're going to let you see, by letting you listen, they're giving you the concept in your mind that you're winning when you're not, when it's irrelevant. There'll be a time they'll cut you off without worry. They'll do the whole PSYOP thing all over again, another coronavirus issue or whatever. And see, you know what? I came up with a great idea. Hey, you know, instead of having carbon credits, they already told us the solution. Hey, if a little green mask can, like, stop the super micro RNA virus, like 100 or 1,000 times smaller than a normal virus, which is like 10 to 100 or 1,000 times smaller than, like, bacteria, which can't be completely stopped through a normal mask, which is like 1,000 times smaller than a piece of dust, which cannot be stopped by a mask completely, then, hey, if a mask can stop RNA, hell, it's going to stop any pollution. We got to solve, man. Just wear a mask and don't worry about blowing that carbon out the back of your car. We need carbon-powered cars. And, you know, some people here want the electric cars, and I can see why. I used to want electric cars, but I always knew as a kid, a child, 50 years ago, that they would be powering the electric cars by the pollution companies, which I'm not that worried about the pollution anymore, and not for a long time now anyway. I want as much carbon in the air as possible. And I'm not worried about all the things they scared us about. And when we're freezing our asses off in the wilderness, when we're practically troglodytes, we didn't care about breathing in the smoke. We didn't want the smoke. We tried to hold our breath when it blew our direction from the fires. And the more fires, the better, because that meant civilization was growing. And yes, we might have had some lung problems or just wasn't perfect, but we survived individually because of it, and then even more so survived and started to thrive because of it, lived a hell of a lot longer despite any maybe mild lung problems, and eventually started having bigger and bigger fires, and then finally chimneys and old plains with fires across the plains, kind of smogging out some towns down below. It didn't matter. It really wasn't that bad. Everybody higher and higher and higher, and it got less and less of a problem, even though there was more and more and more people burning more and more wood and coal and coal and stuff. It didn't really matter that much. It made life a lot better. It was worth breathing in the smog, and it was great for plants. And when we used to put the ash in our garden, it was great for the food we were eating. And yeah, we always wanted to get rid of the smoke. Everybody always did. Nobody wanted to breathe smoke. Don't try to make us not breathe smoke because you think we want to breathe smoke. And we're just stupid, lazy idiots. No, they're just trying to control you, period. It's a mafia. It's a racketeering job. They're demanding you buy their products by cutting off this and cutting off that and cutting off the other thing. They're demanding you go with their future war ally ships, which are tax-funded, which is slave-funded. And they're demanding you buy the products that they want you to buy. And, you know, I mean, it would be great. I mean, if there's smog everywhere, and most people don't mind the smog because it's a lot cheaper they'd rather live and save their money and be warm in the winter and not die of all kinds of things, being freezing and stuff. Coronaviruses and like cold viruses and hypothermia and whatever. Rather take a hot shower than no shower or a freezing shower. We already know how to filter all the air. We know how to filter. Well, you can put a damn filter on your house. Put a filter in your car. See, that'll boost the filter business. That'll boost the mask business. Hey, the mask business is part of the mafia. They were offered a big deal to shut their mouths. Cover your mouth up. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Just go make $1 billion off the tax people with these masks during the Corona scare. COVID scare from the covens. The bad covens, though. And the really deeper ones. And the sacrificial type. You're the sacrifice. Anyway, they're in their safe haven, their safe cove, in their castles and stuff, in their dumb bases and whatever. And their future giant Victorian houses. That's good, close enough description, I guess. But see, normal technology was always going to lead to smogless anyway. Doesn't matter about the law one, not a single bit. If you have a product, if you filter the air in your home, filter your water, you should filter your air. You have AC now. I just turned that into an air filter, which everybody has now anyway, just for pollen and all kinds of stuff. Filter your damn air. That'll boost the filter business. Hey, you want to wear a mask? If you think a mask saves you from a virus, it'll certainly stop anything else on Earth. Anything. Since it doesn't, but if you believe that, if you believe it'll stop RNA from going through that mask, you know, over your mouth, stopping you from breathing, then it will stop absolutely any smog, anything in the universe, just about, except like practically single atoms or something, couple molecules long or whatever, little molecule chain. And don't worry about it. I'd say use wood-burning cars. And I'm serious. I'm a free energy inventor, and I'm for wood-burning cars. Throw a bunch of wood in, a bunch of blocks of wood, stuff in the home, anything. Anything that's burnable, plastic, whatever. Let the plastic burn. It's not that toxic. Once it spreads out, it just kind of spreads out. Filter your air. Filter your homes. Filter your own home, your own room, your own car, your own vehicle, your own SUV, your own RV. That should be a new craze. It should be a new booming business. And then businesses that come out with like things that don't create. In other words, like better and better electrical generator plants. Oh, and I was going to there in the beginning. See, my friend wanted to sell to the electric power companies. Now we'll sell free energy generators to them, and they'll generate free electricity, but they'll sell it to everybody else at a cheap price. It's like, no, that's been, you think we didn't know that? You think that wasn't already an issue 50 years ago? You're an idiot. No, that's not the solution. The solution is to free people up from centralized government and big corporations any way you can, even free energy. Even free energy. Not free energy from the governments, not free energy from big corporations, from a centralized place miles away from your home, sending wires all over the frigging place. No, you have a generator in your home, in your car, in your lamp, in your vacuum cleaner, whatever. Supposed to be grassroots. That was my way. I went to go save the damn planet the right way, my way. I'm a free energy inventor. You think I didn't know the arguments about what happened over the last freaking century, about why it didn't come out? Who the hell you think you're talking to? Who the hell do you think I am? You think I'm a telemarketer? You think I'm just a grungy worker from like a factory? And you know what? I had to do that so that I wouldn't become an elitist genocidal maniac. Yeah, just kind of become a genocidal maniac or go work in a factory. And I hated factories. They weren't so bad, except for the times when it's just the timing and going by bus and car issues. But the world was supposed to be a better place. And like I said, if it all got out for free, it had to be grassroots for the most part, then to be sold. I wanted to sell it, certainly. Now, and I wanted to be like everybody could buy a free energy generator, and a lot of people could even. I wanted to sell kits. You do it yourself. I just wanted to sell you the patents or the simple research, so just so you can make it any size and shape you want. That's what I wanted. I really wasn't concerned about becoming rich. I wanted to take care of myself really fast. Me, my mother, my sister, and a few people in particular, and a couple people I made deals with for like $1 million or $2. And just cover that. Not really, as long as we broke the yoke of the backs of the elitists, I would have been happy. I could have all right, even died. It wouldn't even matter. But that didn't happen. The elitists won again through little low life people that think they know better than you. They're going with the normal business plan. No, no, the world's safe. Think positive. Think money. Think prosperity. Think flourishing. They're always saying like, oh no, you're poor because you're thinking poor. No, I'm not. I succeeded in nearly everything I wanted to succeed in because I think big and think rich and think everything is possible. The problem is the rulers of the planet. The psychotic, and I mean the overlords of the solar system or beyond. Yeah, maybe it's just Mars. Maybe another dimension. Call it that if you want. Whatever. I think they're floating, free-floating spirits running around tricking everybody. And I mean all the way to the top. I mean they're playing God. I mean they're the voices you hear and talk to and so-called angels. No, they're not on your side, not most of them. And the ones that actually are on your side, still a part of a hierarchy, a monarchy of the spirit side world. Yeah, no different than a lot of people in England. Well, yeah, they're all pro-queen and monarchy when she was alive. She's probably still ruling from the dead right now. So anyway, I think it went to Elon Musk, and I'm serious. I think it got juggled down to Elon Musk, and they had to talk about it. They know we're all talking about it. It's kind of rising. It kind of rose for a while. The issues of free energy, or what do they call it now? Not recycled energy, but like renewable energy source. And they call it renewable and maybe one other word. And they were trying to take away from free energy, like etheric free energy, and trying to divert that into solar and wind, like kind of keep the people from escaping from basic solar and wind power. But I would have thought that would have been good to have free energy power plants, but they'd still be like last resort. They'd still be for the masses, but like you could kind of have both. You'd buy your own free energy stuff. And you'd make some of your own, you'd buy some of your own, and you could, if you had to, just hook up to the fairly cheap or super cheap local electric company, even if they're run by the government. And more GMO stuff has been coming up lately, issues of that we've been talking about lately, too. I might talk about that. But so electric cars would have been okay for me. It would have been, like, smogless that way. It would have been... And smog is a bad word for it. They're trying to use smog as like a negative denotation. Oh, yeah, what I meant to look up for Elon is, what is Elon Musk doing with free energy or like magnetic spinning things that don't stop? And that could just simply be like a gyroscope, what do you call them? Like you have in a submarine and planes and stuff, you want to... They tell you the tilt you're at, what tilt you're at. If you tilt, they're floating magnetically, and if you tilt, they stay in place. So if you see it tilt, it's not it, it's you. You're the one who tilted, so you know the angle you're tilting at and all that stuff. And if you're taking a dive or going to the left or right and all that stuff to do with gravity, and I don't mean like secret gravity stuff. I just mean like they measure gravity where they go too. That's one of the ways they know how where they are. And hold on a minute. Drink. Cacao time. Yeah, I got my full cacao. Not the mix tonight. And of course I'm like hiccuping again. But it's probably because I didn't have a drink for a long time until I just recently gulped something down. And before the show, and then right now, and like in between then and now. but see, I would have been okay with electric cars in that case, but I'm not okay with electric cars under today's parameters and guidelines and all that. And but Elon Musk, somebody look up. Let me see, wait a minute. Let me try to get my way into chat again. Somebody look up. What is Elon Musk doing with either free energy or just simply free-floating gears, magnetic gears? See, that's something I invented when I was a kid. Not that I'm the inventor or not that they're even really out there much. They have electrical ones. They're not like non-electrical generally. Like they've got drones, like the plane drones, the toys. And they have like, I'm looking while I'm trying to talk here. Oh, yeah. Daylight savings time is coming soon for us too. If not, it already did. Wait, it's a. Wait, when's that? Let me see. Wait, that's Australian. I'm looking for American. And everybody else already, I think, already had theirs. UK. Wait, what's this one for? Wait, U.S. and Canada will be ending on the 6th of November. Wait, what's that's tomorrow. So wait a minute. Okay. Daylight savings time for the U.S. and Canada will be ending. Yeah, so it's basically, you know, you have to switch the clocks. If it ends or begins, either way it's worded, you have to switch forward or back. It's going to be one or the other. So we'll be falling back because it's fall. tomorrow, I guess tomorrow night, tomorrow day, but probably 2 o'clock in the daytime, our daytime station time, or I don't know, British summertime will begin, will be ending on Sunday the 30th, October. That's a while away. So I guess it's tomorrow. Wow, before my show. Oh, that kind of sucks. I mean, I need all the daylight I can get, and I never know how my night times are going to go and if I'm going to be able to get up in the morning. And, like, because I do this show, it kind of maintains my schedule for going to bed late. And because I have no internet, I have to stay on after the show super late and go to bed extra late. Then if I do shopping and laundry the next day and get up early to do that, and I messed up for 3 days straight. That's because I had a lot of serious issues with sleep deprivation for many years. And then a lot of stress and some physical damage. But don't forget to check out the donor box, donorbox.org, revolution.radio-radio as well. And but you can donate any kind of way, like Bitcoin, all kinds of ways, cash, money order, check, debit card, whatever, all kinds of ways. Donate something, folks. You got to donate. We're in a war. I mean, we're in a war to the death. Like, to die. I think we're going to die. But we need to put up a good fight while we're here. And we'll be rewarded for it someday. You know, we'll be the ones. We'll be the few. We're the real soldiers. We're the real soldiers, except for those who believe in not fighting because they think we already won. And that's part of the psyop. If you think you're already won, then you're already lost. If you think you've won, you've lost. And that's a saying and a phrase from mine for many years. And that's partly because of the Illuminati and my connections mentally, telepathically to them. It's like the Borg. If you think you've won, you've lost. And you do think you've won. You think you're going to win. And you do think someone's going to save you. And one of the things we talked about briefly today during playing Wii, somebody couldn't make it tonight. They could have come tonight to have sort of a dinner and play Wii with the other folks here. But because they were sick, the people here didn't want them to come because they can't get some other people sick if they get sick. And I'm not worried about it, and they're not worried about it themselves, but the people they work for and all kinds of things. So they couldn't come. I kind of joined them for dinner. I played the Wii finally, the game Wii. And that's what the whole show is going to be all about. And then Jeff played. He got up, and then, okay, it's not going to be about that. And but we should have square bowling balls, especially in digital. So, yes, I invented that. We have Teflon and magnetic floors now. You can have square cubic bowling balls if you want to. And then a whole bunch of other stuff. But, God, I'm getting lost. I'm so damn tired. I hope nobody's dying in Kilauea. Probably not. Probably getting a whole bunch of cool pictures. Let me put that down. Yeah, people look up Elon Musk. I'm about to get in chat, I think. Ah, yeah, I am. Click, clickety, click, click, click. Like connecting, and but I want to see if they're really, my friend is really looking up the magnetic gears, if Elon Musk is really into, see, it's supposed to like power the car or something. Hey, Wally's at least was in the house. Lady Horse, Pat Rabbit, Malia, whatever, however it is. I'm not sure if this is new. A lot of times it has to refresh. Oh yeah, Musk going to show all of them. Yes, he's acting like he bought Twitter. I think that was the plan. What did I keep telling you people? What have I tried to tell anybody? The plan is to create a whole bunch of things that they, the big people at the top, eventually will buy up. They created it through other people. They're the real funders for the purpose of it eventually falling into their hands. That was why they were created. Just like Skype. It's not even an accident. Skype is named Skype. It's been planned for since the 80s, at least. Easily. It's Skynet. What do you think Elon Musk's freaking all his CubeSats are? That's Skynet. It's part of Skynet. Everything is Skynet. Everything is the high ground. Space is the high ground. How do you think they win wars? Either the low ground or the high ground, or both. And when you're full spectrum, you use everything, and the high ground is the main thing. Once they get the high ground, and they do, you're never going up, and they can easily look down and get you from out of nowhere. And they're in between you, they're under you, they're around you, they're in the ocean, they're under the ocean, they're under the ground in the ocean, they're on the ocean, they're in between the waves, they're in boats and ships and planes and every level plane, every size ship and boat and plane and jet and hypersonic thing and missile and rockets and space shuttles and space stuff and space thing, all their satellites and all their weapons and stealth thing. You're surrounded. You're totally surrounded. You're trapped here on the planet. Hell, they probably trapped your soul. They wanted to kick you out, but they want to use up your soul first. They want you loose. They want you to, and they have to, because by international like space law, they have to keep giving you a chance to fail. And of course, they do need fail, and they do expect you to fail, and it is planned that you will fail, except for a couple of you. And let me see. Macro, medium, micro. I'll get a good look at that later. Weird stuff. Oh, good analysis on Elon, but very long. So Malia Malaya put in chat. You got to get into the Matrix, folks. It says, very weird, shaping a digital global village, Dread and Syracuse or something. It's like a video. Got to get in there and click on these things. It's got a pyramid, spatio, temporal category with the macro, medium, and micro levels, political and so on. And I can't really read some of that, but let me see how society works. Pyramids are all from whites, it says. What? I'm not sure. Black, yellow, red, orange, blue. Good grief. Stop the divide. Oh, that's Lady Horse. It almost looks like JD Horse. Like, maybe it is JD Horse. Wait, let me wipe this smudge off here. Ah, Lady Horse. God, it looked like a J from the stuff on my screen. The L looked like a J. Like, what? Did you change your name? Hey, Wally. Good to see you back. And let's see. Let me try to scroll up. So I need to know if Elon has been talking openly about free energy, or if he's just talking about like a magnetic thing that spins floating inside of a car that keeps it going for a long time. In other words, what they had years ago was, when I talk about inertial propulsion, I'm not always talking about like weights, spinning weights that make you fly or a UFO fly. I'm just talking about like a spinning disc, because it's moving fast. If you engage it with some kind of a grip, it'll transfer its spin to the tires, and you know, you can have one giant one, you could have eight of them, you can have some guy years ago, kind of famous, he had 8 or 16 of them, and he'd spin them all up, and that's the only thing that powered the car. Something would have to spin them up, but still be ultimately more efficient. It's one of the best ways to save energy physically, not by battery, but physical motion. Spin, the spinning of a heavy object alone, getting up to high RPM, and it's a flywheel. So it's flywheel technology, and that's how a lot of things are made. If it wasn't for flywheel technology, you wouldn't have cars, and you wouldn't have, like, things just wouldn't start up, and you wouldn't have manufacturing in many areas. Because it takes a flywheel to store the physical energy, the kinetic potential energy, to suddenly build it up, and smash, smack, crush. And like pound things into shape and hit things wicked hard. All of a sudden you build it up, save it up in a heavy object, and then it finally engages and bam. So if you do that with the you don't need a battery, you don't need a motor, not a free energy motor. And one of my solutions for solar power wasn't saving electricity, and neither a battery nor a capacitor, my versions were things like, okay, let's just take that. That's a good idea. Flywheel technology is a science. It's a serious science. And it's a really important one, even in cars, for just starting. They were trying to make all kinds of new materials for flywheels so that they could be lighter weight, but still work better, and like they can rotate even faster without flying apart, without being brittle and breaking up or stretching and stuff like that, especially in like temperature change times and stuff. And it was a pretty big science, and kind of still is. And you spin up enough of those, you just engage them, and you transfer, you know, you transfer the spin power to your through the transmission or whatever wheel, and you go. But you could have it in the wheel. The wheel hub itself could be nothing but a big disc, bunch of discs, not like a plate disc, but like a, could be rim discs, a whole bunch of them sideways, side by side, I mean. And it could be like a tube, what do you call it, like a kind of a cut cylinder. And, or a bunch of little ones in the wheel, just inside the wheel. There'd be no motor in the whole entire car. Not anything. Not any motor, not any power source. Just the wheels themselves are, but A, the motor and the generator. You take the tire off, you just took the motor off your car. That's what I'm talking about. And it would just be in there. You just activate, deactivate, activate more, activate less. It'll make you turn and stuff. And you physically turn, but also by changing the speed, you would adjust if you turn left or right. Oh, man, it's about time for break. That means it's time to donate. Need your donations, folks, to stay on air. We don't use any major corporation, no corporations keep us going. It's just you, and that's it. If you want freedom and you want to run, you want to survive this war. We are in a war. You need to support us. You need to do it now and not wait. And I'm serious. So please help me out with the PayPal me if you can. So see you in about 5-ish. Talk more on free energy. We'll look more into Elon Musk. And I'll be more specific. I think I just heard the music, but... Oh, yeah, okay. There it is. There's the music. Break time, promo time. See you in 5-ish. This is Argon. Welcome back.
Brian Rouge Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Rouge Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes. so fitted to the ambifacient lunar Wayne shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator. Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Argonne with Bill Grant, only at Revolution Radio.
That's nice. He walked you to the security gate at the gated community, you know, where probably Elon Musk walls are. That's sweet. Anyway, this is Bill Grant, your host, back. This is Argonne and Revolution Radio. Hopefully you just donated, because we're a donation station. We actually need your support. And you need to support us if you want to live. Donate with us if you want to live. You know, come with us if you want to live. Come with me, Sarah, whatever, you know what I mean. But anyway, serious, you might die if you don't know. As far as I'm concerned, you actually might, and I probably will, to be honest. I mean, my goal is just to save as many people as possible, as long as possible, and then, of course, your soul after that. It's even more important to me because, and I don't like the spirit talk, as I used to put it, because, no, we're in a physical war to the death. And I believe we need to survive physically as a spiritual advancement purpose. The purpose of life is to live as long as you can and to advance life in the physical world as much as you can while you're here so that you have something better to come back to, and we all will. And you keep coming back to a better and better world where it's easier and easier to live with nicer and nicer people. Smarter and smarter, which is a better world to pray in, meditate in, relax in, to think about deep space in, to be a more spiritual person. You have more and more and more time to learn and practice to safely choose if you want to leave your body. You want to do it on purpose. You don't want to do it by, you know, accident, by somebody else choosing it for you. You don't want it to be painful. You want it to be the right time, the right place. If that. And you're not going to have that in this world. They're holding you to the grindstone here. Or they want you to be mentally aloof, adrift, loose. And that's weak-mindedness, and that's weak-spiritedness as well. It means you're going to have a hard life next time, and it probably means you're going to lose the war. But that's them. I'm talking to the people who really are interested in life, interested in knowledge and reason and making things happen and not hoping things happen. I'm talking about the people that actually are the only ones who deserve to live healthily very long and go to a better place after this. We're going to get our real war. We're going to go together. So wherever we're going to go, we're probably going to go together. We're going to have a build-up of mass somewhere else after this. And we're not going to take shit the way the surrounding population. The surrounding population isn't doing it on purpose, exactly. They get the Illuminati and so on get to jump on us. They bum rushed us. They took us by surprise. Surprise attacks over the eons. And, you know, they lie. And some people want to believe the lie. But too many people eat it up like sugar pills. I mean, it's like candy. Forget it. Man. You're not going to win a war. We're in a war. And I say it's actually important to physically win. That's why I used to not talk about too much the spirit side and the spiritual war issue. And that really, to me, is not even much of a spiritual war. The biggest thing they have is temptation. And I keep trying to tell you, just avoid temptation, any kind of negative temptation. And to be more responsible in every kind of way for your body, your temple, call it, your mind, specifically your mind. Don't be so naive. And be more creative and inventive. And ultimately, if the majority was like that, we'd easily overcome this, except they'd probably nuke us. And I mean like, I don't mean like nuclear. Nuclear means anything from the nucleus to subatomic particle physics. That could be fusion, that could be antimatter, that could be anything. That means, in other words, it's not a chemical bomb. Not like a bomb that blows up from chemistry. So it's like when matter is converted to energy, like a lot of it, and the secret to the universe, chain reaction, and combinational science and combinational math. Combinational math has to do with the sequences of how everything's built and how everything's taken apart. How everything is born and grows and how everything decays and gets ultimately destroyed. And that means stars, galaxies, everything. There's a sequence. There's a code. There's a way to unravel something, to trigger something. Get that frequency going. Uh-oh. Oh, you hit that button. You hit the B button. Oh, damn. There goes the galaxy. Unraveled. Everything blows to pieces. Gets sucked into a white hole. Did I say white hole? Yeah. Doesn't get sucked in, gets blown out, white holes. That's where I went wrong, right? Not really. See, they used to talk about white holes. And the white holes, I don't mean ones in another universe. They're talking about the whole universe was basically not two universes. It was one universe, the same universe we're in and looking at. And black holes were everywhere and white holes were everywhere else. Like, still scattered in between the white hole areas. I mean, the black hole areas. So there'd be galaxies that all the stars would be slowly spiraling into and getting sucked into the black hole and then disappearing. But across the universe, some other galaxies away, there'd be a galaxy with the things spewing energy out. And all of them are spewing energy out. So that was the little problem with their theory. They'd say, well, energy is being sucked in here, but it's being blown out over there. It's like it got transferred faster than light or instantaneously, quantum, or just through a tunnel. They didn't know for sure. They just thought it seemed like they were even lined up. And they showed up how they were lined up across the universe, across all the galaxies, and black holes and white holes. And they think that certain white holes belong to certain black holes we found. And that's what a bunch of people were trying to figure out. So I wanted that in like a future starship kind of issue, had a black hole and a white hole in the same ship at the same time. And one of the reasons was to create energy, but to have a time machine effect and have a tunneling effect if we wanted to control it, but to send signals faster than light across time. Faster than light and or across time. So we want to send a signal to somewhere across the galaxy. We'd send in particles into the black hole in the ship at a certain rate, and it would crush them down and convert them to energy. But it would send ripples, gravity waves, and that was the idea. And they'd be picked up across the galaxy or whatever, space and time. Some would go backwards in time. It would be backwards in time signals. That was one of the concepts I had. Everything, most of my concepts were really done by the time I was 13. It wasn't 14, 15. Really, just kind of wrapping up a few things by the time I was like 17. And going back to some things back and forth, like in my 20s. And getting my life too complicated and waiting another 10 years. All right, 30s. get too complicated and wait another 10 years. Okay, 40s again. I was like, I'm getting sick of this. I got to nail this free energy stuff now. And then I set out to do that, and I finally made my breakthroughs for sure. And then it all got screwed up by the Californians and stuff. So now Elon Musk is talking about like, it seemed to be free energy, according to my friend Jeff. And see, Jeff was telling me they're using magnetic bearings. Let me write that down. I'm going to say it wrong here in the show. Magnetic bearings. See, when I was 13, I invented magnetic bearings and gears and transmissions and all kinds of stuff, but not physically. I didn't have the money. I was moving all around, bouncing around. I don't know how many homes I lived in. I'm not even sure if I went to Cranston High or not for a week or two or something. Probably not on Park Avenue or something in Rhode Island. But I might have. It could have been one of the mystery spots. And I'm not sure if I went to college in 84 and 85 or if it was 85 and 86 as the beginning. And how things unraveled in my life. But anyway, so if Elon Musk is talking about... See, he might be just talking about bearings. And see... gears and or bearings and let's say a flywheel or something just to a stabilizer. And see, they want motion detectors. First of all, the government wants to know exactly where you are. So they want, you know, that's part of the reason for your phones. And that's like they have, what do you call them, things to do with space and astronomy. And Richard, the Mars guy with the Mars face. Oh, damn. We all know who he is. I can't think of his name right now. And I know him, he's a cool guy, but probably wouldn't know me anymore. It was like 10 years ago, but I'll think of his name, hopefully. But accelerometers use piezoelectric crystals. And there's a bunch of versions of those, and they've modernized those. They used to be quartz crystals, and then it just worked its way up to all the artificial stuff. So they're not really crystals exactly anymore anyway, but that's what they're called, and that's what I call them, and I'm going to keep calling them that. And there's all kinds of materials, and carbon's going to be the ultimate version, one of the ultimate versions, which we're all going to be leading up to. And that they want to know exactly how everything changes. Like, they don't want to just know if you went left or right. They want to know if you're going up and down and left and right and tilting. They want to know the tilt. So they're going to want everything. The governors in all cars and any old vehicles that you might be in, if you're allowed to, are going to have complete monitorability. And they want to monitor everything. Well, where you are, how you're sitting, the angles you're sitting, all your voice, listen to you, watch your eyes, and see your iris and all that. But that would be like a gyroscope floating. And then any bearings, they're friction free because they're floating. So in other words, he could have been really just talking about something friction free. Once you get it spinning, it never stops. No, generally they won't. If you spin it fast enough, having a strong enough, stable enough magnetic field, if it's not wobbling too much in itself or flying apart and just, you know, in a self-destruct spin, no, then he's just talking about like some kind of detector to figure out where you are. Because if the computer and the AI can watch your motions and how the left wheel and the right wheel and the left side and front tips up and down, they'll know the road you're on. They'll know the terrain you're on. They'll know how fast you're going. They're going to control your speed, how far you can go. If there's a murder nearby, they're going to analyze your black box. They're putting a black box in everybody's car, even bicycles. Hell, your lunchbox. And, you know, murder next by, they're going to analyze your little black box, see what happened. Where'd you go? What path did you take? Then he took a step here, and then he took a step here. He must have been holding the knife on his right-hand side, and he swung this way because the weight on the foot, we could tell, was really pressing down extra in an odd way, and blah, blah. They'll figure it out. It'll all be understood by the AI anyway. There won't be any PIs, they'll lose their jobs to AI. So judges, everybody, doctors, won't be any doctors anymore. It'll all be artificial. And I don't blame them. That's actually pretty much how you should do it if you trust the AI. And if they really had you in their mind to save. So Elon Musk is either talking about free energy, like, because it's talking, my friend thought it was talking about it like being in his, the cars. Once you power them up, you don't need to power them again. Well, like, it could be something like just floating bearings. See, my friend was trying to tell me they had the magnetic bearings in the drones. I'm like, they really probably don't. I mean, they might. But, I mean, they've been slowly coming out with them in some things on YouTube. But they really don't want you to have magnetic bearings. Then I realized, looked it up. Oh, those are the electric ones. Yeah, they want you to have those. They in other words, they want to stop, they want to delay any magnetic bearing buildups, any with non-electric versions, just purely magnetic or electrostatic, or like electrets. And I was like, oh, that explains it, of course. Now, they use electricity. They power the magnet by electricity. They keep it in line and from shaking and stuff. And it's a way to detect where it is. It's a detector. And it's a way to, like, kind of weight the drone down a little bit, save some friction, but it also kind of makes up. They don't lose money because they don't want you to have some good stuff. They don't want you to go far, and they don't want the batteries to last too long. They want you to keep buying chargers and new batteries. And they want, you know, they want you to be able to spend a certain amount of money, but not really beyond that. So then they kind of find a way to absorb it. You know, they'll make something good here, but they'll kind of make up for how good it is a different way. So in other words, it drains the battery. So it weighs more because it's got wires. It's got a controller chip. It's got a detector. It's got a piezoelectric and or like a Hall effect sensor. It's going to sense everything, keep track of the speed it's going and if it's vibrating or going, you know. So in other words, the government wants to know what you're doing. If it has a coil in it at all, it's detectable magnetically by satellite and every all kinds of stuff. Probably will send the signal anyway because they have, you know, government governors in them. And it's going to drain your battery. So it weighs more, which is going to hold it down, makes it harder to fly up. But it itself uses electricity. So it uses more electricity to keep it up in the air, and it uses more electricity just to keep it spinning. Even though there's no friction, if there's, who cares? But why bother? I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it. And if you eventually have the superconductor coils with zero resistance, then I'd be all for it. It'd probably be super light and super powerful, stronger than any normal magnet, and lighter. And once you get those going electrically, they'll never stop. If the universe was actually going to ever end in a big crunch, they'd last that long. They'd last till the end of the universe. Like superconductive currents going through wires would last that long. If there was any friction at all, if they were ever going to stop, they'd still not stop by that time. And they do have magnetic motion. In other words, they do have inertia. So they act like they're physically spinning. You can use it in gyroscopic stabilization. You can use an electric current partially as gyroscopic stabilization. You basically create a magnetic field that resists motion. I don't mean left and right. I mean like tilt. It would resist tilt if you're trying to stabilize the stuff. And have all kinds of dampeners and everything. So anyway, when I was 13, I met this geek. We weren't really friends yet. My other friend knew. And he was kind of the class geek. One of the things he did was he mentioned to me, well, how do you hold it together? Hold it together with magnets. And it hit me right away. I'm like, yeah, of course. Well, actually, I think the magnets were my idea, but he just said a force field. I was like, well, magnets are force fields. And I came up with the idea that if you're making a shield, like a force field, to call it a force shield. That was my idea. I came up with the concept when I was like 10, 9. And I know, of course, I wouldn't be the first one. There's billions of people on the planet. Somebody would have came up with it. But it really wasn't out there. It never was out there until maybe 20 years ago. Matter of fact, it's almost never used that way. Never, almost never has been. But if it's going to be a force field, I'd say it's a force shield because it's a shield. And that was my term, and I made it a term, and I might have even technically copywritten it. But, of course, I'm probably never going to make any money and probably never going to be a real reason why I should. But the thing is, I came up with magnetic everything because of that. And then, of course, I found out they were using that in manufacturing to hold things together so they don't fall apart when they're trying to cut things and drill and manufacture metal objects and stuff. So and then years later, my friend told me about how to prevent it from neutralizing, because they had the neutralizing effect. They had a null effect sometimes, which caused disasters and death. People died, lost their eyes, and got their heads cut off and their hands cut off, and disaster, $1 million, $10 million machines destroyed because the magnets suddenly neutralized because there was like some magnetic shield in between them. I mean, the thing acted naturally like a magnetic shield, and the thing above, the thing stuck to the magnets, trying to hold everything in place, stuck to one thing that was on it, but everything above that thing didn't have any magnetic field. It was gone. So they had to come up with new things that prevented that, and that had to do with some of my inventions, and not because they said that, but it had to do with transformer technology and laminations. So it had to do with that. So I came up with magnetic bearings, magnetic gears, magnetic transmissions, magnetic clutches, and all kinds of stuff. And the problem would be like how heavy they are. But you'd never need oil. You'd never need to replace them. You would take a 1/1000th of a second to recharge them if you had the right charger. If you had to recharge the magnets and remagnetize them. And it wouldn't matter in a car with the right suspension in the slightest. It would matter in like a plane. You know, it wouldn't matter. Maybe on a boat. It wouldn't really matter anywhere else. But I came up with ways around that anyway. So, but I knew they were trying to avoid that. They don't want friction-free anything. They want you to keep using oil from the oil companies. And they want friction in like the motor. They know how to make practically friction-free motors. They know how to make them from the manufacturer. treat all the cylinders, pre-treat them with not just Teflons, but things similar Teflon-like things, and just make them the right way, or they just wouldn't barely ever heat up. It's super slippery, and practically not need a drop of oil, if any at all. So. And if you weren't using internal combustion, that would be another story. But so the kind of things I came up with to do with solar, I don't say to go back. I don't remember why I started saying it, but I gotta reconnect the dots again and get back to Elon Musk. But I want to look up. Let me see chat. Let me see. Stop the hate for profit. Something by Pat Rabbit there. No appeasement for the grievance industry. Every dollar they earn will be used against you anyways. Actually, of course. And let me see. Oh, man, I'm missing all these things. Damn hiccups. See, I'm bending forward to look at the screen. It's kind of far and down. I got to get back. I got to get down. Oh, yeah, we need a real Tony Stark to keep believing in Elon. Yeah, so I was thinking exactly the same thing like yesterday and on and off over the years. And, of course, Musk has in Q tell links. Of course he does. He is Q, and it's kind of obvious. And I think if Elon is even as bad as I think he could be, he actually was the murderer or hired the guy to murder that chef. The famous chef that on air everybody knew about, I don't know, 3 years ago or something, or just around the time. He might have been promoting Trump or something. And he had a little talk with Elon Musk, and Elon Musk went over to him. It had to do with Q. It had something to do with Q. I know Elon Musk, and I've said this on air, Elon Musk knows exactly what and who Q is. completely, totally. Whether he is the Q or the, one of the directors, I don't know. I'm not saying that. He knows all about it, good or bad, Elon. Either way, whatever one he is. And so does Donald Trump. And I think Trump was completely in on it. Like when that instantaneous Q message went from his phone instantly to the screen. No, it's like as if it was him. No, it was him. He's totally in on it. Completely. And let me see. Wait a minute. Oh, there's so much to read. It's too much to read. Oh, man. Nickelodeon, oh, my God. I'm going to skip that. Wait. So I still have to figure out... Oh, man, something about Nancy Pelosi, too. Probably has to do with that whack job, hammer jab. I'm not sure. It's too much to read, though, for me on air. So Elon Musk went over there with some people. And we even knew who one of them was. I think went on Alex Jones's show. Might have had to do with one of the guys... one of the guards for Trump or something like that. He's very pro-Q. And he knew, or he somehow, some connection to that chef guy, the famous chef guy. It's been a long time. I don't know his name. I really never watched much TV. I would have known who it was. And I kind of did anyway, but only mostly because he was found dead in an odd way. He was killed. And he was associated with a woman who I think got kicked out of the country, an actress that kind of was hitting on like a 16-year-old guy. And she thought it was normal because she came from Europe, one of the European countries or something. And she's totally right. It is actually normal. It's actually normal everywhere. Okay. If you don't know that, you're kind of naive. And I don't look at it as rape. And, I would recommend against it for a lot of reasons, but 16-year-olds want older people, both sides, and they're fully ready for a long time before that, and especially guys, of course, especially men, boys, and whatever, or the older woman or whatever, and and I'm talking mostly big cities or cities, not like everywhere, every single place, but everywhere there's a city. And, sorry, can't help it. But Elon was there. He physically was talking face to face, trying to get him involved in Trump or something or some kind of program. I think it was Q. I don't know. I wish I remember. And then before you know it, he's dead. He said no. Whatever it was, he said he refused. Whatever it was. And he had like a bunch of shows on TV. It's like on cable and stuff. Cable, not cable. And, what was his name? I used to have it on my memo board, but that's packed away. Probably ruined. Probably soaked. Anyway, But then, like, the thing that bothered me, we another famous guy stopping pedos at the borders and all that, I forgot his name, also was on my memo board a long time ago and in my notes, put away somewhere. Like, he tries to save those kids in the cave with his version of, like, the little submarine or something, or divers issues. He had the kids in, like, Japan, or I don't know where the hell it was, somewhere in the mountain. There, a whole group of kids, they got trapped because the rain came in, flooded everything. And it usually does, but it was extra flooded. They couldn't get back. It was a tunnel, like one flood, then a different section, another. They're just trying to get in. So one guy came up with his idea, and a few people came up with their ideas, and Elon said, no, he wanted to do his thing. And when he was shot down, he really got super angry at the other guy and called him a pedo, and he ended up losing. But he might have been trying to save that guy. He might have actually been going against him for his sake to actually help him out, to be honest. It might even be the good Elon doing it. And he said in the end, well, he's not really a pedo. It was just a figure of speech, I know. he technically lost or he won just because it was a figure of speech or whatever, and it didn't really hurt his reputation, the other guy. And I still really got me, like, it was like a red flag warning. Like, his anger would come out. Like, maybe his real true self, his controlling self, you know, like Illuminati self, Luciferian technocrat, whatever. And, you know, you want to believe, I want to believe in the good Elon. Can't really prove he's a bad guy. All the red flags are there, but not obvious. They're not that obvious. He says all the right things, does all the right things. If he's working on free energy, I think it's a way to juggle it out of people's hands, specifically mine. And I'm serious. And again, it's going to a lefty. And some lefty's getting money who's going with the normal business practices on Earth. It's going to some power company somewhere. Don't worry, it'll come out 10 years from now. It'll come out in this way 10 years and that way in 30, and the future is going to be great and you're a hero. And the guy took my work and he went to have somebody else go test it all and try to find out their own versions. And I can't prove that. I know that's what happened. I know that's what happened. I'm not able to completely prove it. I can prove that I was involved with that person and that I did show them a bunch of my work. Now, we're going to have a little argument with some people that are famous out there pretty soon. I don't know when, could be years if I make it at all. But we're going to have a little discussion about, I understand why they did it. They're not real bad people. They're under the influence. It's like driving under the influence. We're all under the influence of like the programs and the logic and just do this, just do that. It's just this, it's just that. It's okay, it's okay. See, he did this and he's not good enough and he's bad and you're better and you need to come out through you and you're doing the right thing. You're doing the testing. It's yours. You came up with it. No, they didn't come up with the idea. They came up with one thing trying to get things out of me as a prompt to get the rest of it out of me. And they were right about one thing but totally wrong about the other. And I knew the complete and total answer and all the other answers. And then they took all my answers that I did all the mental work on. Like all of it, all kinds of stuff. All a lot of good stuff, a lot of different types of free energy too. And no, they couldn't wait. My life was too screwed up for me to go finish working and finish doing what I was doing. It wasn't safe. I was going out to California again to save my ass and to save your ass, everybody's asses. The whole idea is to tell a lot of people, not one. They couldn't wait for me to finish telling who I'm looking for, the rest of the people I wanted involved. And that's what happened. They thought my plan was stupid and wasteful and I was never going to really come out with it and show them. I wasn't ready to. I was kind of having fun. I was kind of looking for a new girl, hopefully. And I didn't expect Don to actually keep going back. It was, okay, one more time, because people wanted me out there on trips. And I was kind of hoping to just teach a few more people things, cover my ass. And when I finally got my mother totally set in the house area where I was at, totally set, bam, it's done. All right, we're going to do it now. We're going to throw everything together. I'm going to turn it in. Damn it, sorry. Ugh, couldn't stop it. I'm going to get my damn billions of dollars. I'm going to be rich. And if I disappear, they'll hold my back. They'll get my back. No, they couldn't wait. They wanted it to go to the big corporations first and be held secretly for a while. While it's in development, but don't worry, it's going to be a great future. They went along with that same lie from 50 years ago. Like, I didn't know what the hell that was. Like, I'm stupid. No, I went out there because I was smart and I was playing it smart to save everybody. And they went with the old version, the old plan. You know why? Because they're foreigners. They come from an idiot place. And they come in with the attitude where they're just going to take from us. And everything's nonchalant. The world is saved. We got America's technology now. And now we're going to have free energy. And now Elon Musk is saving us with satellite cube things. And it's going to have the perfect electric car and a tunnel to cross the country underground. And We're all just going to drive underground in his carrier things, just drive our car right into a carrier. Oh, no, that's not for you. He knows you're not even going to be driving. Those aren't going to be for you. He's building something for the future, and I forget the kind of cities, and I'm not talking about smart cities. There's sections. There's zones. There's retraining zones. There's restructuring zones. I forgot the rest of them where the government centers and control centers are. I can't remember the rest. My life is too stressed. I can't think of it. I can't find it in my notes. I don't have time to look at my own notes. And now my friend keeps bringing up, oh, this car is a free energy car and that. What do you mean, Mercedes this and Mercedes? They generally, when they say free energy, they're not talking about free energy. And when they do that, it's still not really public. And it's not meant to be sold public. It's just meant to appease the people scouring the internet. And that's it. Until you die and disappear and you get covered by a Russia missile or something. Until one of those lands on you or over you or whatever. EM blasted by China. It's just people are impatient. They're suckers. They think they're heroes and they're just idiot users. I want to know what this is. I want to know if Elon's talking about magnetic gears. Maybe they're electrical. They float. See, he might be just talking about like bearings that never need input. And I'll be pissed if he's talking about free energy stuff. Then it's like a famous big super guy again, another globalist elitist with $1 trillion-ish, like buying up patents from the little guy who's probably broke and dying in the street if he really sold it at all. And it would be just another way for them to sell it if they ever sell it, and only to a limited number of people for a short time until you get wiped out in the actual coming war and die from the shots and all that. Then it would be limited to a limited number of people. It's only for the rich. It's only for the elite. It's only for the Illuminati. It's only for the future. Future perfect people, perfect cities. And not smart cities exactly, but there's this other cities, this zones, how are those locations called? And I'm not talking about like all the rest of the land outside where you're not supposed to go that's for the earth. That's not what I mean either. But as far as going back to the inertial stuff, when I was a kid, you know, solar was a big thing. It was a really big thing for me since I was 11. Particularly big once I got some books from my uncles and you know, they're saying it's like good but not kind of good enough, it's kind of good enough but not, you should do it anyway, and we're going to run out of oil and all this stuff and smog and pollution and all this stuff. And I didn't want to be a primitive troglodyte. I don't want to be breathing in black smoke from burning wood or plastic or anything like that. And I used to burn plastic. Hell, man, that was horrible. We used to make zots, what they call zots. And we drip, zip, 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 zip. Every time it drips off, you know, the plastic dripping from melting would be on fire. It'd be like little fireballs. Zip, they'd fall down and make that zip sound. As they fall, they'd always go zip, 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 zip. And we used to do that on purpose all the time. And, of course, we wanted bullets like that, and they actually do have them like that. So so I was coming up with every solution. I was trying not to flush toilets and all, trying to save as many gallons as I could, all the kind of stuff for the future. So instead of having a battery, instead of having solar power in a car, charge up a battery, I said, well, you know, eventually, this was kind of later, the flywheel one. I wanted the solar power to just go directly to a little motor to turn and spin up and keep spinning up, keep spinning faster and faster, the flywheels. And it wouldn't be electrical storage at all. It would just be physical storage. And the guy already made one years ago. A bunch of other people did. Mostly one guy is famous for it. He'd hit the highway, he'd power everything up. There'd be no motor in the car. It'd be just a bunch of spinning wheels that you'd engage or disengage, and that was it, like through a clutch. And so it would go, let's say, like the average speed and the amount of power would be it was something like, it was a lot. It was like an all-day driving at 50, 60 miles. If you were to continuously drive on the highway, like highway miles, it would be like 50, 60 miles per hour, constant 50, 60 miles per hour for like 8 hours straight. That's a lot. That's a lot and a long time. It's way better than battery power. Way safer. Like way easier. You don't need a solar panel to charge up a battery or a thing that's going to die fast and hardly charge up and turn to heat and also get burnt out fast and die in the winter. Forget batteries. Forget even capacitors should have been used a long time ago just for all the basics. Then the battery for starting the car and all that stuff. And flywheel technology, you need that to start your car because it kind of needs to store up the power as it's spinning to make sure it compresses and sucks everything enough to suddenly hit the spark and all that. Now, a lot of you will know what I'm talking about. But so I just wanted like a solar panel to just charge up, just to go through a DC motor and just keep spinning. Like the longer it's in the sun, the faster it spins. Faster. It would take a while to spin up, but all the power would be going into the spin. See, but magnetic gears, magnetic bearings would hold it friction free. See, friction free, if it's held magnetically in a vacuum, like the gyroscopes and the stuff for the war and planes and submarines and stuff, you'd spin them up and they'd never stop. I don't know. I think at first a lot of them were electrical anyway, but like you could, if you spun them fast enough in the right, with at least modern magnets and at least superconducting magnets, they never stop. The 1 year, 10 years, 20, your whole life, 1,000 year spin, never stop. So I'm wondering what the hell he's talking about. I'm going to look at the end of the show. Hopefully somebody's been kind of looking up Elon for me in here, but not specifically that. And, oh, America's doomsday plane arrives at Rota Air Base in Spain. Pat Rabbit put that in there. And that's still probably somewhat back, is it? Nope. So... But I said, okay, all right, instead of solar power, because weak solar power charging slowly, all too slowly, batteries that drain all too fast, don't go too far, then you could have flywheel technology, no batteries. And then I invented some other stuff I'm not going to talk about. I'm going to make some damn money off it. I'm going to find out they already have it out there publicly. But the other thing was to just simply send, said we could have used hydrogen gas that tried to stop and did stop. We just have hydrogen power, split hydrogen with electrolysis, send electricity right into just regular, any old water, any water, convert it into like hydrogen and oxygen gas, just build it up. So I just wanted the solar panel on a car that did not power the car at all. Either power the car while you're going. And if it's not going, you always build up. You have something building up. It's not going to a battery. I want to do skip battery power. I don't want electric cars. Not really. I can see the appeal. I did have the appeal for the longest time. But I wanted it to just always be splitting water into hydrogen and oxygen gas. So as it's sitting there, it's always creating new fuel. Always go. So... if you're not using it, it's just building up. And it doesn't die. It's not a battery. It doesn't die. You don't have a limit. You don't have a shelf life limit. You want to keep it in a container. You keep it in a container for 100 years. Let it build up. So you have it. You make it. It went directly into creating hydrogen, oxygen. You kept it. You saved it. You kept saving it until you want to use it, until you have enough to use. All of the energy, 100% of the energy, not quite 100%, but high efficiency conversion rate just goes right into making what's going to power your car or anything, generator. Just have it for the future, ready to use. You need light? Hell, you have a hydrogen flame stick out of the top of something. Light and heat your house with that. And just have it always making hydrogen. And, yeah, you got to be careful. It could explode. So what? You're supposed to perfect life. Gasoline. Oh, we can't have gasoline cars. You know that can explode, right? Yeah, it's called internal combustion. Combustion is explosions. Right, we want it to explode. We want it to explode quite a lot of time, many times. It's called RPM, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we know it's dangerous. That's why we build it a certain thickness and blah, blah, blah. We build it certain height and width. And that's why we have this not made of aluminum most of the time when we can help it. You know, like we kind of like not worried about it exploding. We want it to explode. No shit. No kidding. Sorry, folks. So, yeah, you just build a good container and be safe. Don't be stupid. Don't be a troglodyte. Don't be backing off from future technology because something might go wrong. It might. Yeah, everything's going to go wrong. It's going to go wrong if you don't use it. Hell, you're going to die of freezing to death if you're worse off. You're better off just being one of the people that's going to get blown up. A few people here and there until we get canisters that never blow up until you're smart enough and responsible enough to use it. The only way you're going to be responsible enough to use it if enough people get hurt. Then you're like, all right, let's put our foot down and do it right this time. All right, this time we're going to tighten it with the wrench one more time. All right, we're going to make it another millimeter thicker. All right, we could have done that. We were kind of being flimsy. It was the money. I wanted the new thing. They had a great team. No, we're going to do it right. Okay, get it straight. Get the future straight. Make the future. Don't worry about entertainment. Worry about living. Worry about surviving upcoming war. And we're in it. We're in it now. We're in it to the death now. This is a death roll. And they kind of design it so that enough people don't think it's that bad or it's not going to hit them. And I'm sorry, you're the people it's going to hit the most. Because it already hit you. It hit you psychologically. It hit you first. They disarmed you. You're disarmed. You go away. I don't have to say that. Oh, you already went away. You're already not in the war. Okay. Yep, you already went away. You never got in. Now, well, if the nation and the world goes, that means you go. You don't have anything to come back to. You think, you're going to go to heaven, though. Oh, I see. So you did your part in the world and for being just an okay person, you're just going to go to heaven forever. And that's your escape out. Well, you didn't cause the war. You didn't stop it either, and you didn't realize you're in one. You told everybody, you're not in a war. No, just chill. Just get high. Yeah, don't have another drink. Oh, life's wonderful. Don't worry. You're not a bad soul. You're going to be saved anyway. Oh, the future's coming, aliens are coming, everything's all perfect, white hats are coming. Oh, what are you worried about, man? Free energy's coming, my Californian guy and his engineers, Elon Musk got it covered, man. Oh, Bill Grant doesn't, though. Bill Grant's life, I'm homeless. So lefty person over there, and left side of the U.S. No, he's going to probably be fine. He believed in being, he wanted to be rich. I wanted to be rich, but I didn't care if I was going to be rich. As long as I got everything out to the public safely, the whole world was saved. We got the government off all of our backs. And whether I worked in a labor job or not, everything was going to be saved and everything was going to be cheap. And we were actually going to make it to space the safe way. And maybe even meet some fine folk out there. But forget it. Forget it, the low life's won. All my other friends got killed and some died naturally, even though it wasn't exactly natural. You're done. Wear the white hats, okay? See what I'm trying to tell you? See, I know all the prophecies. I grew up a Catholic kid in Catholic school and studied Bible and Bible school and all kinds of after school stuff, all kinds of things. I know all of it. Okay, and I'm not for that version of prophecy because of that specific religion. But again, like I keep telling you, it wasn't about that religion. The prophecy wasn't a bunch of simple Catholic people being told what the future is going to be and they had the wrong misinterpretation or whatever. No, no, they were about visionaries who actually saw the future and the Illuminati trying to make it probably was going to get away with it. And the parameters have been crossed, the lines have been crossed. Not enough was done to be stopping it, and you're getting it all. So you're barely going to make it if you make it. And we might be saved, but no one's going to be saved until half the people are dead. Nobody's coming to save most of us. Some people out there, some people here, are trying to save some of you. They don't want to save a lot of you. They do want to save the world. They want to save some part of the population. But they actually, at the same time, want the same thing the Illuminati want. They just want the lower class folk to just die, go away. They're sick of you. They don't want you around. And I tried to get along with everybody, and I seen all the bad side. Really bad people turn good eventually. It's the only reason I didn't turn against all of you. It's part of the reason, but I mean, forget it. I mean, you just keep going with the white hat stories and prophecy. The prophecies aren't for you. They're only for the Illuminati. They're by the Illuminati and they're for the Illuminati. No good prophecies about how good the future is going to be is for any average person. It's only for unabove average people. It's unaverage people. It's for the intelligent people who want science, logic, and reason, and astrology and astronomy, and they want and they know that psychic phenomenon is real, and they weren't scoffing it and putting people down and calling them pagans and devil worshippers years ago, and they weren't all kinds of things. So effectively, if you're anti-dogmatic religion, you're Illuminati. And essentially, you made it happen one way or the other, or allowed it to happen in many cases for good reasons. But, Oh, wait. I can actually see that. It could be an arrow. Could be pointing. So, Lavender Stream in the house, in chat. She put up a cool thing about, can anyone make out this writing November 5th, 2022? And it's like a fiery symbol in the sky. I've seen something like that. Not that shape, though, in one of my visions. That was not, I don't know, I don't think that was the shape. But it's kind of like a flying boomerang, fiery boomerang shaped thing in the sky. It's kind of one of my colors in a way. But anyway, I got to figure out this Elon Musk thing. So solar power for me wasn't about charging up batteries and powering homes at, you know, high loss and high profit for the battery manufacturing companies and so on. It was My way was to avoid the batteries. Have some battery, anyway. But I wanted things that had high conversion rates. And like it immediately went into something. So flywheel technology is one of them. But remember, magnetic bearings don't need electricity. Not really. I mean, they want the electricity will make them much stronger than a normal magnet can be. But, oops. Oh, man, that's right. I had the, probably do that tomorrow night. The, Great American Social Security Fraud and Social Security Act thing I was going to read. I mean, a lot of us know about it, but it's just a page, large print kind of. It's not a lot. It's just a few paragraphs, like, I don't know, like 1, 2, 3. Total of 6 paragraphs in the whole thing, top front to back. But I'll do that tomorrow night. Anyway, so is Elon Musk trying to sell free energy or trying to imply he's someday going to or someday will end up on the shelves for us? That's what I need to know. And is it my technology? He was looking to buy. People were looking to buy. My friends were going to sell my stuff, and I was going to be backed and funded by people I did not know, and they were secrets. And I was told I'd be surprised at how much money they had and who they were. Probably Elon Musk was one of them, part of one of the group members. It'd have to be someone at the top like that. They had billions of dollars to throw around. And I was going to get $3 billion. It's going to get $1 billion by one guy and $2 billion by the leader woman, one of the leader women. And now I'm going to have to ask for $5 billion at least, because my friend tried to compete against me in a way with that story about, oh, we found the gold, and, oh, well, my share of that should be, what do you think? Oh, it adds up to my share, my percentage should come out to about $5 billion. That's more than you. It's like a competition, how much money we could have made. He's trying to put me down, like, oh, you were only going to get $3 billion. Hell, I didn't care about $1 million. I wanted to save the planet. And, again, if we had free energy everywhere, I would have been okay. I would have been all right. We would have had free energy. We would have had no cost of anything. You could drive around for, like, nothing. No heat costs, no anything. Everything costs, like, next to... Okay, I mean, if I was still a worker and I didn't get the credit, it would be a pretty good life with a lot of hope for the future. And I wanted that. I was going to get money for it. I had a whole bunch of deals I was trying to make. I was trying to include as many people as I could. But if people are impatient, they think they're better than you. Everybody thinks they're better. Everybody's in competition. Everybody's trying to one-up you. Get the hell out of here. I'm trying to stop the one-up issue. I'm trying to get to the future where people aren't like that. I was trying to get away from that crowd. I got sick of it. It was kind of fun at times. It was like a challenge. And some of the other people were just looking at it as a fun challenge too. But then you have the real punks and the real negative people and the climbers trying to climb over you to the top, trying to get any way to get to the top and make their money. Hey, I'm going to get my money. I'm going to have a life. That's mafia street talk. That's street thug talk. And if everyone thinks that way, then no one ever has a real life, because the life is always dragged down. We never really technically advance. We never really get everything cheap. If you don't think that way and you don't try to climb to the top, then everything naturally kind of just starts to develop and gets cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and easier and better products, and things come out with less and less and less crime. With the less people thinking like that, you actually have more. If you're not trying to get a lot, you get more. If you're trying to get a lot and you have that kind of person in society, they're always tearing society down around them. So society never makes it. Solaris Blue Raven coming up next on A. I'm not sure about any guests. I forgot to check messages. And I'll see you tomorrow night as Dreamer. 10 to midnight show. Have a good night, folks. I got to check up Elon.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course of...